tell us what it says in today's papers is John S. Doyle.
Asylum seekers and their accommodation are the main story for five papers. The Irish Examiner says there is a scramble for migrant housing. What has been described as an elaborate maze of barriers has now been erected at the Grand Canal near Mount Street, Dublin, where more than 160 migrants were moved from an encampment yesterday. The paper says that state-owned sites previously ruled out for asylum accommodation are to be reassessed as the government struggles with record numbers of people arriving here. The sites include Defence Forces and Health Service Executive lands. The government is red-faced, says the red-top Irish Daily Mirror. That's because tents returned to the streets of Dublin hours after the removal of the canal at Ringsend and East Wall, according to what opposition TDs told the Doyle. Carry on camping, says the headline in the Mirror and also in the Irish Daily Star, where Louise Byrne's story also appears. The Irish Daily Mail reports that at around 9:30 yesterday morning, refugees who tried to pitch tents in Ringsend Park were told by a group of men to leave or the matter would escalate. The paper was told this by locals and security sources. The Irish Times reports that the number of asylum seekers being accommodated by the state has exceeded 30,000 for the first time, and the government is considering a review of the supports available to those who are not in direct provision. The Irish Independent leads with a report that an investigation commissioned by a government agency has found that the conduct of its high-profile boss was at the upper end of inappropriate behaviour. Professor Philip Nolan, Director General of Science Foundation Ireland, denies the allegations made against him by senior staff, following complaints by five members of management at the foundation. In the new year, the board of SFI set up an investigation, carried out by a barrister, Tom Mallon, and completed in March. Fionnán Sheehan writes that Professor Nolan was found not to be in breach of corporate governance, his conduct did not constitute bullying, and the investigation did not make any finding of misconduct or gross misconduct. Sinister and disturbing are words used by Gardaí to describe an incident 2 weeks ago in which Fianna Fáil Senator Lisa Chambers was stalked by a man outside the home of a relative of hers near Castlebar, County Mayo. That's in The Independent, and below it there's a report that two women in their 20s putting up posters for Social Democrat candidate Ellen O'Doherty in the Smithfield area of Dublin on Tuesday have said they were threatened by two men, one of whom told them they were Nazis. The other produced a box cutter blade out of his pocket, saying he wanted to cut down a poster they had put up. Bruce Springsteen appears on front pages north and south with pictures of his performance with the E Street Band at Boucher Playing Fields in Belfast last night. Liam McBurney took the Times picture of him and Steve Van Zandt singing into the one microphone. The Irish News photograph is by Mal McCann. Kevin Scott took the one in the Belfast Telegraph. Glory day as the boss is back in town, says the Telegraph headline.
John, thank you very much.